not that you have to cure it. And when you pick it up, so unintentionally, you push your fingers against it. It's heat that has visible water, not just water that is balua. So mele, when you pick it up, is considered mishab. It's considered mishab. In other words, it's not considered even secretion. For example, somebody wants a stikash. It should never be mentioned to anybody. Somebody will hear. So, and Amhoretz will hear that somebody has such a kashi, will say, oh, it's a heter. Somebody once asked, smart boy once asked years ago, he says, Doch shitty is psikreshe lichtas lo is kosher, so a kodas oh, he should be muta to smoke his cigarette on Shabbos. Why? He says, because what is malachas? Smoking is one of the lechets malachas. Smoking is not one of the lechets malachas. But what? When you smoke, so when you press your lips, and you see, I never smoked, I really don't know. But I assume that when you smoke and you press your lips on the cigarette, so that burns the paper, the tobacco. It burns the tobacco, the paper, and so it's matter. But he is only mishaven to smoke. Mimele is a psikreshe. It's a psikreshe that he has to consume to burn the tobacco and the paper. But it's psikreshe liachasle. So then the whole discussion, is it michale, is it not michale, is it michale? So then, that question can be answered by people who smoke. I mean, somebody doesn't smoke. I don't know whether it's michale. Is it nene or not nene?
Nene for sure.
What?
That's the whole point of smoking, I guess.
Why is he nene? He's nene from the fact that the tobacco is consumed.
No.
If the paper is consumed.
No.
Suppose this would happen, like Hasne Be'er Be'ish, Vasne Ne'ukal. He wouldn't be happy.
Sure.
Probably would be happier.
Yeah, but that
he wouldn't have to buy. He'll be able to use the same cigarette day after day.
Yeah, but what gives him the smoke from the burning.
What?
It's the smoke from the burning tobacco that gives him the panache.
Oh, yeah. In other words, so it's not halacha. And that's the Chiddush HaRani Shabbos. The learned Shabbos are discussed. When something is a means towards an end, so then we don't say psikreshe liyichbeslei. Psikreshe liyichbeslei we only say when the two things take place together. But if one is a means towards an end, and one act has to take place in order to attain a certain result, then it's considered psikreshe liyichbeslei. For example, when does Aruch say psikreshe liyichbeslei? Somebody, let's say, will pour, wash his hands and dress. He has to eat. And Shabbos. He eats on the lawn. You know, sometimes it's a practical shaili in the summer. He eats on the lawn and there is grass. He has to wash his hands. So he pours water on his head. So then, according to all, if it is his lawn, so then it's a psikreshe nichale, because it will promote the growth of the grass. But if it is not his lawn, then it's not somebody that he likes very much. So he couldn't care less whether it will be promoted or it will not be promoted. But he doesn't, because he has to wash his hands. So then according to it's Kreshe Lich Peslei, some mele, it's muta. So over there, both acts happen at the same time. Even though the growth of the grass will take place maybe months later, but right now he promotes the growth of the grass, and right now he pours. It is having to pour. So it's simultaneous mamash. There is no interval of a second between the act of pouring and the act of promoting. Let's say, well, It'll take a few months until you'll see bigger, taller grass. Well, that's not the melacha. The melacha is when you do something into nature, you apply a certain act to nature that is going to result in the growth of grass. So Yazareya now, when you put in a seed in the earth, and then the crop will come out half a year later. So the Zriya is right now. So here the Zriya is right now. The Zriya is right now. So it's mame simultaneous. But if something is a means toward an end, when the meloche takes place 1 second before the other act, so then it's considered situation in Nihon. But we don't have to resort to it. That's true. I mean, so that's why smoking is situation nechale. But even, let's say, according to the Hava Mina of Abaye Verovi in Shabbos, that Reb Shimon is not native situation nechale. Doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that according to the Hava Mina of Abaye and Rove, that Dovashim is Chavim is Muta, even in the case of situation that smoking will be Muta. Because this, I think I heard it from my father, this is not psychration. It's mamish kavon, just semantics, you know, you would say. To say, he's not mishaving to burn the tobacco. He is mishaving, that's what he calls that smoke. Suppose he doesn't know how to call it, so he'll with his fingers. It's the same act, it's a question of semantics. So I mean, why I mention this here, true that according to the Rabbit, we don't apply the aloha of situation. The Gabi Tfizis Yalodom. Tfizis Yalodom has to be actual mishab, not legal mishab. But here it's said by Misanike Satit when he picks it up. If, let's say, the teeth is balua, there are no drops of water. So then, in Achnanda, then it's a question of situation. But if it's teeth with water together, I'll see that in the next Mishnah that we says the teach our mind sofim al gabo. So Amisanitis Atit has reference to teach our mind sofim al gabo. He picks it up. So is mischave. Well, I mean, it's a question of semantics. It's not psychology. We don't have to resort to psychology. That's why I mentioned that. I think my father said that we don't have to even to resort. There was once a discussion with someone who was very smart, so he said it. So of course it is a situation in Nichalei because it's a means toward an end. But even according to the Hava Mini of Abai and Rove, that Doroshim is Havim is Muta, even in the case of situation, but smoking would be also. Because it's mamish mischav. Here too, teach a mind, I'm saying it's a teach a mind, so from all Gabon. It's mamish mischav. What do you say? He called it another name. No, not mischav. Because suppose he picks up water, just the mind by itself. It's mischav mischav. So what difference does it make whether he picks up water with together with it? So you can say, whenever you pick up a keleh into which the rainwater dropped in, that you are mischav, suppose your purpose is you need a keleh. You're not mischaving, you're not interested in picking up the water. But the fact is that the keleh is water. So the teeth, mayim shetzof al gabov, is like the vessel, and the mind is sofal gabov is like the water in the vessel. So your mamash mischav. Just by calling it, I mischav only to magbir the teeth. That's not chaya. Let's say sometimes, suppose you have water that rained on a shelf, and then you want to be mischav to pick up the shelf. Mimele, you pick up the water on the shelf, so it's mamish mischav. can say I'm mischaven only to pick up the shelf. In other words, you don't have to resort to psychiatry. So that's why it showed, even according to Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Shimon holds that it's considered
Lo-Mischaven. Because Rabbi Shimon uses the Loshon Mischaven in the same sense as let's say, Melocha Shemitzricha Ligufo. In other words, the purpose is not to pick up the water. In other words, but that's something else in Kolatere Kule is considered Mischaven. Let's say, Beya Vinitzorich, Beya Vinitzorich El Afrei, I mean, so that's Mischaven Mamesh. But the Kolat Rapshim is part of a Shabbos because he's not interested in Melocha for its own sake. So Rav Shimon holds that in order to be shov, it's not enough that he's having to do that, but it has to be done for its own sake, like Melocha. And here it's Melocha Shemitzchel Gufa. But of course, there is no Aloha Melocha Shemitzchel Gufa here. But by Rav Shimon, if it's not picked up the water, if the water is not raised for its own sake of picking it up, the water, so then it's not shovish. All right, now, the next mission. Mikveh sheyesh be'avoyim sor mayim b'tit. Rav Lezer Meir madil mimayim b'madil b'tit. Rav Yishuena b'mayim b'tit. So in other words, that is mitzvah. Beize tit madilin bitit shamayim tzofim al gavok. Ho amayim misadechot. They are separate. So made Rabbi Yeshua shemadilin bimayim bimadilin bitit. Beize tit amur. That is mistarif to be mashlim the memsof. B'teach ha'kone yir mil. Only if it is so soft, you see. It's true that the teeth is mitzvah of the memsof. How can it be mitzvah of the memsof? Just because it's mixed with water, it cannot be mitzvah. So only if the teeth itself is solid, but it's semi-liquid, it's very, very soft, so then it's mitzvah. But it has to have a certain degree of liquidness, of softness. If it doesn't have substantial softness, then it cannot be mitzvah to the mind. So the question is, what degree of softness does it have to have? So that's the machlokes. It is so soft that if you drop a stick, so it goes down. So it's liquid like, you know. That's it. You drop a kone on the table, it will not pass through the wood because it's hard. But here, some teeth might be hard teeth. So even though it has mine, but if the teeth is so soft that when you drop it on it, it will penetrate through the teeth, so then it's misur. Dil Rameya, view the Meir, Mokim Shenknea Mido Emeid, Kone Shemedin Bein Emeid Meir Abiseich. Vize in Rach, so that bin Mokhirish, Abelos Medoloya in the Mokim Shamish Keles Yeres. So each day, each Tanis Shio is less soft than the previous Shio. Abelos the Arim Rayir de Fichovies, Rabshimin in Amichim Shveras Aneid, Abelos also the King Amina de Lulu, not the Rash, the Rach. הפשור אין הביטית למים, כי שמיים סוף מגלתי, אפילו רגו שקל ביטית, מדביל עם רבי ישוע, כי שמיים נקדמים. כי רבי לזה לסלה היסטור, Avon Moyo Magruf Likotin Bimai Matsaf Nogabiti, the Omeida Rabbi Zan, because then he doesn't even have to have the Tziruv of the teeth. Then the needle is immersed completely in the water on top. לפי חוויה שפי יוצא וקוטן, אם התצרח כל כך שיוכל לשפר כל חוויה, בפצעה של חוויה סוס לתפילו, שפרס הנאי, שפרס על קונש מניח אינו פי הנאי, ששפר נסיכה, ושיר הנקב של פרס הנאי, שיהיו חייסרס בי שתי אצבוי אצבניאס, שנריח אף שתי אצבוי סרישים של פסייאת ולהגלו, הנמדה בלוג, כל זמן שהוא רך כל כך שהוא נמדה בלוג, ושמה זה מבוא, ובייצים הוא נמדת עם המקווה ויטב ונבי והלוכה כרב יהודה הם ביטית שמיים שפנות אבוף מתפיל רב ישוע ורב לזרי מדבילים מי דרב ישוע שמענו למים מדבין ביטית ומסתרוף עם מסתרף להשלם למסוך כי אמרים להם בספר כמה די סוכה תי תעמידת מסתרף למסוך והטבל בליאול של התפילה ומי הביקים תראה הספירי שם והטבל בין מקווה של כולי תי ליאול של התפילה ואין זה יוכיח בקוס גמור עשית לגבי סוכה לגבי שרח יוכיח So that's according to Rashi's Pshat, it's difficult. Doch aname kule ave apostle mokshim stare from milach to some es mike mayim memso kom alo also it file uksas koshe the kshini dizvochim gabi kol kia shein bichil kadish men dalet kianim imi kachi vom rish lokish klamashlo mikve mashlo kia levi klamashlo mikia levis eini mashlo ופה לימוד מאי, לימוד אי לימוד. תתעני רק, איך אדומה, אי דיפור השיח בישייס ממנו, אף ויס נאמה, ואין דיפור השיח בישייס ממנו, אף לא ניפה נאמה, אם אשת, ואשת, איך השווי כל הנישור את רמיה ורב יהודה ואבלוזה, ושעות הנועד מסניסן בינו כתיר את הגמור, מני דייס, וואט, When is it mitzuret? It has to have a certain degree of softness. And the mention is another shir. The nokat shir, the poor sheikh, the sheis. Now it is so soft that the poor won't mind to drink. She's interested in drinking water. So she won't mind to drink that kind of tea. The nokat shir, the poor sheikh, she said, Luitnam, the shemo kol hanar, the shura, the anas anoye, the hoche tole tamaye. The maal sova, ובהי שייס, ובהי אין שייס, ואין שייך לאים הנער זנן. ושעד דאין כל הפורש שוויץ, so it's not a מחלוגס מציץ, you have so many שיש לפרטיר, a מחלוגס מציץ. So, if it had been, if it was no מציץ, so we have to perform an experiment with behemoths, that's all. ובהי בחלק, ואני, the answer is, it's not a מחלוגס מציץ. It's machlek por, as the Rash says, because there are all kinds of pores. So some pores are more listeners. You don't like to drink water that has so much, that is so mixed with so much teeth. You don't like it. And some pores are not so listeners. They're not so listeners. They don't mind drinking water that is mixed with a lot of teeth. So the question is, who is the criterion, who is the measure, which part? So each one of the shiurim is the measure of a certain part. Okay. You can say average part, who can tell us who is the average part? So it's a machlekes indeed, it's not a machlekes mitzvah. Die Schemmel kann man auch schon, man hat nur ein Bochert, und hat man das auf Heischist, auf Heischist. Aber der ist die Pore, der bei Heischist. Und der ist die Pore, der bei Heischist. So that's the question.
Could there be another parish of this Kasha of the Rosh? The Gemara Zohar was talking about not the Gavit Sir, maybe this itself is a mikvah. Now a mission is the only Gavit Sir.
No, but Gemara mentions it, the Gavit Sir, Mashlin, the Chia, the Revis, and the Shaddai, also Tzil. Or the Tziruf of Memsof, or Tziruf of the Mekia, or Tziruf of Revis from the first Yadayit, but it's the same Shaykh. The Shaykh went on a ring of Poroshovi for the Mashpil Kabosso. The Maim Shinifsu, Mishias Bein, Tevu Bein Kogufei, Lav Menitzon Mahmasti Taire, El Bitzlulim, Shunimishrechet, Inimosim, Lechose Mishias Bein. In other words, here we say that on the contrary, that if a behemoth, will want mine, bring the teeth together with the teeth, so then it is mitzvah. It is, but if the behemoth objects towards eating, then it's not mitzvah. But the Gemara in Kolaboso says that even if the mayim are in such a state that the behemoth will not drink it, so then it still can be taken. So it's two separate things. You see, there the Gemara in Chumash reference, Lav Mishal Machmasti Taira, Elo Bitzlu Mishal Mishal Mosim Lechoy Mishal Behemoth. In other words, sometimes the behemoth doesn't like certain water because it has bad odor. But it's completely liquid. Only it has a bad odor. It's offensive. So then it's no psu. No psu for mikre. Mikre, the only requirement mikre should be water. Whether it's pleasant, good odor, bad odor, what's different with it? So even if it has such a bad odor that even in the behemo it's nifsla mishias behemo. So it's still kosher with you. Mashinkin, here we are talking about behemo, where the behemo rejects it, not because it's offensive, it might have a very good taste, but the behemo is interested in drinking, not in eating. So when she rejects it, she rejects it, not because she doesn't like it. Right now she's thirsty, the behemoth. So, but she rejects it, and she wants to drink water, not it, not solid. So that, so then the behemoth's rejection on the basis that it's not enough liquid, that is the criterion whether it's considered mayim or not. Yes?
According to our mayor, if a kana wouldn't be yore mayor, so then what would we consider this teeth? It's considered separate, not mu'uruf from the mikvah, even though it's in the mikvah.
Well, according to your mayor, so then it's not even mitzvah.
It's not mitzvah because
it's not a question. You see, all the shulim do not relate to the machlekes Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, because Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua really, if you can be tailor, if you can be tailoring the teeth, even if it's so, Rav Lezer says no. If it's a big object or another who cannot be immersed completely in the mind, so far gabo, so then you cannot say the tefillah is not tailored. But the machlekes is whether it's mitzvah of the mitzvah. So it's the same shaila, I'll leave it at Lezer, I'll leave it at Lezer. So the shaila is it considered mayim to be mitzvah? Or it's not considered mayim even to be mitzvah? So in order to be considered mayim to be mitzvah, so of course, only to be mitzvah, even if it is soft, that the kone falls, penetrates into it easily, the first second, so suppose it has no, it is all of that stuff, so then it's not kosher, only mitzvah. Mitzvah means you have chof alef so, you have water, and you have few tests so and milk, you have of that kind of tea. So if the teeth is soft teeth, so then the test so soft teeth. That extent is mitzvah to the chafalef salt water. But if suppose that it's soft teeth, but the water in the teeth is less than chaf salt, then it's not mitzvah. Only wood. So in other words, even when it's mitzvah, it's not full mind, but it is mind to the extent that it can be mitzvah. So the question is, what degree of softness must it have in order to be considered as mind to be mitzvah? So that's the machlokes.
Because Megabit Sugs, the case of where there's a towel in the mikvah.
Yeah.
So the Rash brings down that Tosefta.
Yeah.
And it seems that, in other words, the Chiddush is that where it's still in the mikvah, so it's considered Al Bidin Ma'uruv with the rest of the water, even though inside the Sugs,
yeah,
it attracts Gimel Lukin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all considered Ma'uruv.
That's right. Because there you have water.
But we don't say, that a kohen has to be able to travel through the sagus in order that the whole thing could be considered ma'uruf. There's real water in the teeth.
No, it's a different ma'urus.
This is a sagus, but she hasn't drawn water.
It's a different kind of an object. You see, sagus is a towel, it's a cloth.
But we don't have to say how
can you apply the criterion of economy? Economy cannot go through the towel anyway, you see. It depends upon the object. Teeth, you know, is not one object. Teeth consists of many particles of teeth. So, if the economy can fall in, so then it's considered soft enough to be considered the liquid. If not, but a sagos do not go through for the simple reason that do not go through. It can have all the water in the world. It can have water, you know, a thousand salt. So it will not go through because the material, it will not penetrate the material. So you cannot say it cannot be mature because it will not go through. Because it's not because of the relative small quantity of liquid that it doesn't go through. It doesn't go through even if you have a thousand salt absorbed in the towel. Suppose you have a thousand salt absorbed, cannot go through. But it's considered liquid enough to be mature.
The Rama only talks about, he just says, Titracha Paras Shaito Vishesiv Menu. He doesn't bring that end of the Shiram of our Mishnah.
Yeah.
For the Rash, explains the Gemara and Mishnah well.
I know. I really made a mistake, I'm sorry. I thought that last week we finished the pairing and I wanted to start and discuss the whole union of Hamshoche, you know, in Tmure, but I made mistakes, so just go over the moment here without discussing. But I'll tell you, this is very important. The Rambam Shite in Amshoche is very complicated. Because you don't know the Rambam Pasla, the Yaakov Pasla, we don't know. Very complicated. So then there are two pshat, the Kesef Mishneh and the Rambam, and then the Bir Agro. And the Bir Agro says the Rambam had another gears. Well, you know, the always to many cuts, impossible to understand that God. Only thing is, the Nitziv, in Piske Tzadik, no, I'm not going over that, you know, but in Piske Arvalit Hosnach, the Meis, Piske Tzadik Vov, Eistes Vov, discusses it in such an elaborate way, and he explains the God. But I just want to go over in more and more. And that's all. I made a mistake. I thought that last week we finished the period, so I wanted to start with the Gemara and Tmura, but then I was told that. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah in Tmura says, "Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph, Einam Dume Midam El Fechesh." That's not our concern. That doesn't concern us now. Oh, v'inamayim shuvim peislunis amikvel v'chashim. What's the pshat? So the Gemara that after this on the Dalek says 5-6, the sixth line from the end of the Amid. V'inamayim shuvim peislunis amikvel. Man tane, omar rabchiyya barabe, omar rabiyichanen, rablezer b'yakov. Titnan, rablezer b'yakov, heimea, mikve sheyish bi esrim le'achaso. Nikshomim imale b'katev. Now the Rambam, just because it's necessary. The Rambam mentions Rav Lezer ben Yankev Sechatimtze, but instead of Mikveh Sheyesh Be'esrim Ve'achaso, he says Gag Sheyesh Be'esrim Ve'achaso. Gag. The Tosefta mentions the example that the Rambam mentions. So the question is, is the Rambam mentioning just the example mentioned this after, but the Rambam had the same years as we have in the Gemara, or the Rambam, then it's a little strange, why does he mention an example the way it's formulated in the Tosefta, doesn't mention it the way it's formulated here? Or maybe some say that the Rambam had another years in that Gemara, and he was years here like this after, like that, that's being discussed by the אחרים. מקווה שיש בעשרים ואחסו מקשומים, נאמר לי בכתף שהעשרי סוף הוא פריסקו למקווה, והם כאילו, שהשיבו ניתרו ברביעו והמשוך. So what Rav Yaakov says, the thief had the mikveh, חפל את סורו, man, of מקשומים, you can dump. You test so near the shore of the mikveh, and then yamam shechet. So that means that the rov is mamish mikshom, was never a shuvim. The miut you test so is originally shuvim, and then the psul is poka by leading into the mikveh. Milamei, so Rabbeinu Yaakov Abbas holds. Shashive mitaeres berebiye uvam shoch. If it's rov, if the rov of the mem saw is mamish mikshomim, and then the utes is originally shov, so then it's toyer by being mamshet. Michlal, oh, now, the lotion of the Mishnah is because the Mishnah mentions many things, and I'm doing mitam lechaifim, and I'm chulis mitam lechaifim. So the first two aloches are kules. Elo, what does Elo imply? Elo implies equal, a limit and the isa. Elo, only to such an extent. So merely the third aloche, in a mind shouldn't be in some mikveh, Elo fecheshm, which means that it only passes if the show Shem Shechua is rov. The cheshm of rov, but if it's the cheshm of miut, if it's to the extent of miut, so then shov shim shechua doesn't pass. It's a loshon kule. In other words, and there's a pshat in the Mishnah that shov is only possible if it's shim shechua ruba, but if it's shim shechua miut, it's kosher. And who says that? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So. In other words, the Mishnah called it the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That means there is a machleket between Rabbi Onan and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because this Mishnah is expressive of the Kule, and that who is the Lord Ishmael of this Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so that means Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is a maker. So the maker is only maker when Rav is not umshach, when Miut is umshach. But so the Machmir, it passes even when the Miut is umshach. Shashiv v'tayagas b'vini ha'shach, michlal the Rabbonin savil v'di ha'mshach alay. The Rabbon amor Machmir, and even Miut b'amshach, show Miut, you test so, shuvin b'amshach is also possible. Elo ha'tuchot אלו דחורס הרבי אומר רבי איכן שוב השם שחו הכולו יסתירו so such a big kule that even Shechua Kula is there. So, who Shita will that represent? Loi Rabbeinu Leir Ablezer. Ablezer ben Yaakov is a maker. All right, but he's only maker by Milt, not by Kula. And here we, Robin says that he is Mutter, that is kosher even by Kula. Who Shita will represent? Rabbeinu, certainly not. Rabbeinu Amor Machne for Ablezer ben Yaakov. So, who Shita does Robin represent? Man will have a less Elo Marabe Lifichesmin Kale. The Pshat in the Mishnah Lifichesmin does not mean Lifichesmin, or that only when it's in Shechua Rubo, so it's possible, but in Shechua Muta is kosher, but it means if it changed the Yeser Bechini, the Tanya Shleisha Lugin Mayim Shurim Shinofle Mayim Bishnayim Shleisha Lugin Kelim, Vafilo Babo, Vahamisho Kelim, Petal Samikvi. So Tanikame of Yesed Ben Chune holds that Gimulugin can pass, even the Gimulugin were dumped from four Kelim, from five Kelim. But, and Yesed Ben Chune is made only from three Kelim, but from four Kelim is not possible. So in other words, this Mishnah is a Meikil, he says, El Fichesbim only from three Kelim. But from four kelim not. So maybe it has nothing to do with the machlekes, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan. If we assume that the cheshbon by Mayim Shuvim has reference to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, so then Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is the Meikil, so then we have to say the Rabbanan Amor Machne, that even Hamshochem Muto is possible. But if we say that here the Mishnah has reference to Kelim, so the Mishnah doesn't discuss Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So now we say, according to Maskon of Gemore, that the Rabbon of Rabbi Yaakov are more maker. And that's the sheet of Chachmei Amaro, and of the Rash. Because Yochid the Rabbi is Aloche ki Rabbi, even though there is a quarrel, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki, so there's a machlokes Hashem, whether only Mishnah or even Price. So in other words, the Chachmei Amaro of all those who hold that the Meshucha B'Kulo is Kshero, they hold that the Machlekes Rabbonu Blazer B'Yakov and they pass like the Rabbonu. The Rash, the Rabbi Yeshua, is like the Rabbonu. It means the Rabbi Blazer is Rabbonu Blazer B'Yakov. But Mishas Rabbonu Blazer B'Yakov B'Kav Enoki. So that's only in the Machlekes, in the Mishnah. But Nebraise is Yochid Rambam Aloch Rambam. As a matter of fact, in Luchas Kom Pesach, there is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raiot and that, whether the cloud of Mishas Rabbezah Kavanoki applies to Braises also, or it doesn't apply to Braises. Well,
I look for it quickly. I think it's
okay. I mentioned it last week. Yeah, okay, I forgot. That's why I made a mistake, because I mentioned that in connection with Hamshocha, I probably mentioned that Aruchah, so maybe I got the impression that I'm finished. I'm all ready to discuss this.
It's Hamshocha the Mikvah, it's Hamshocha the Kula.
I don't know why, I forgot. The Machleke is the Rambam Raivet is Kom Pesach Perikei Halochehe. Oh, I'll mention it. There is Halochehe that Milas Abodov is Makvos in Las Pesach. So the Rambam says, V'chein tfilas imeisof l'shem abdus makvos. Suppose a certain order had a shifra, a reloam, a menochis, and he intended to be megayah l'shem shifra. But Pesach, Pesbar, the Pesach of Pesach, and she hasn't gone through the Geirus of Shem Shifus. So then he cannot be Makar in Omtasa. Because Milas Avodos Ma'akva say means the Geirus power. And with somebody he came in the door. So then in order to become a bit mighty, so he must go through Geirus of Avdus. So if he intends to be the Daira in Shofusov, so really he cannot be Makrifik on Pesach until he's mauled the Eved Rishim, Geirus of Abdus, and Teilu the rest. The Mele by Shifcho, he cannot be Makrifik on Pesach until he's Teilu the Shifcho. The Shifcho Arelo that he intends to be Teilu Rishim Shifchus of Eved Maini. Otherwise he cannot be Makrifik on Pesach. There's the Ramad.
He's mauled with Pavel, it's not, he can't be Makrifik on Pesach.
Of course not. I have it yet.
Isn't
it just going to have to be Milah? No, that's just Ramba. Bechim Tfilas HaMeisov Lishim Avdus Bechim Avdus Liakvosei. In other words, it's because according to the Ramba, in Milas HaBeisov Makvosov there are two halachas. Number one, if he has an Eved that was born as an Eved Maim. So yes, if he's not Malim Bayim HaShemi, so then it cannot be Makir become Pesach. Number two, that if he has an Eved Oru that he intends to be Migaya, and he wasn't Migaya, Erev Pesach, he cannot be Makir become Pesach. So in Meile, the same thing applies to Tfilas HaMeisov. Now, the Rebbe says, Omer Avrom, Vitzefti Pshochim, Vitvorim Shem in Pesach Mitzrayim V'Pesach Deiretz. Pesach Mitzrayim V'Pesach Deiretz. So he says, it's a machlekes, and then, so, the, what does the Tisef? The Dibah Tisef to an Hochi is also. Echot Pesach Mitzrayim, the Echot Pesach Deire is, Mishi Lohoyu Le'avodim Shaloi Molu, Ushvoche Shaloi Toblu, Me'aknis Mulechol Pesach. Tamikamis is. Kapleza B'yakef Eimeya, Eimer Ani Pesach Mitzrayim, Akosu Mdabia. V'rabinu Posach Kitanikam. So what is the Rabbi's question? What is the Rabbi's question? Jochen der Rabbi Malochit Rabbi. Wie ihm das reidet, was sie dir allein, als sie heuer Lisse mit das, aber plötzlich eins, mit Schloss, ich habe ihn okay, wenn er sagt, der Heine nicht mehr darf gehen, der Leute die Leute die Sef. So, das, so ist, die Eske, die Kasche gegen drei. So was ich
der Rabbi. Wieso mit drei?
Yeah, that's right.
He says at the end, the Lashem, Eloi, having a little more right here, so Ferris, but it's after. He holds him such a strong kasha.
Why is it so difficult to assume that it's not after Mishneh? Mishneh is Yaakov. Who says that Mishneh means Mishneh? Mishneh has two meanings. Mishneh means Aloche. Mishneh is Aloche. So he assumes it's Pashtus Lewis. It's very, I'm not saying it's not mistava the other way, but it's very mistava to say that the cloud of Mishnah's Rabbi Elam Yaakov Kavinoki applies to Bryce also, because Rabbi Elam Yaakov was Kavinoki for a different reason. All right, we can understand it, but to ask it as a kashe against the Raivet is, I mean, that's a little strange. But anyway, see that it's not so the oppression. So the Mele, it's not such a double portrait if it's a machlekes between Rezab and Yaakov and the Rabbonon, as the Rav Shocha Bikulo is Ksheo or not, Rabbonon says it's Ksheo, and Rezab and Yaakov says it's Sulo, some Mele, so why do they, the Rambam says Hamshoche Bikulo is Sulo. So what is the Kashi? So what could be the Kashi? If it's a machleke between Rezab and Yaakov and Rabbonon, so he should pass him like who? So he passes the Hamshocha Bikulo is psula like Rezab and Yaakov. So what? So what's wrong with that? No, he should pass him like Rabbonon. Yochid the Rabbin, Haloche, Kirabin. So that is the Kashi, because according to the Rambam in other words, the Raivet says that it applies that it doesn't apply to a price. It doesn't apply to a price. But the Rambam Shita is, it applies to a price. Some merely paskins like Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. Oh, but we could, that would be a good terrace. But Rabbi is everybody masik against the Rambam. The terrace is because the Rambam, Perusha Mishneh, mentions the Gemara of Shubashi, Shechur, Kulok, Shiro, and he mentions another Pshat. So he couldn't say, because the Rambam holds that Mishnas Chavrezer B'Yaram, Mishitose, he holds Mishnas Chavrezer B'Yaakov, is Kavinoki, so he may apply his, applies only to Mishnah, it doesn't apply. It applies to a price also, not like the Raide. It applies to a price also, not like the Raide. So the Melech, the Aloha is, like Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov said,